What's going on? Matt Savoca here from Awesomo.com, bringing you the divisional round main slate contenders video for DraftKings. This is a really exciting two-day slate, four games total, and I love these multi-day slates. It's really exciting here that they've got both Saturday slates, Sunday slates, and this exciting two-day, four-game main slate here. First, we start out with the Cincinnati Bengals at the Tennessee Titans. Then on Saturday night, San Francisco 49ers versus the Green Bay Packers. Then on Sunday, it's the LA Rams visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm really excited for that one. Almost as excited as I am for the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs, which could be the game of the year. Before we get into this one, though, go ahead and like this video, subscribe to the channel so that you always know when we're going live. You guys know what to do. And if you could give me Matt Savoca a follow on Twitter at Draftaholic. That would be much appreciated as well. We'd also like to thank our presenting sponsor, FanUp. FanUp's FlexBall NFL Playoff Contest is featuring a $200,000 first prize this year, and you have the ability to pick a new team every single week of the playoffs, and you can win weekly prizes as well, like authenticated NFL jerseys from Fanatics. That's what I'm talking about. And when you sign up using the promo code AWESOMO, you can get 2,000 bonus points, which is the equivalent of $20, no deposit required. That's an awesome deal. And on top of that, they are offering every three FlexBall contest entries, you are getting $25 off as well. So three separate promos and just one promo code. That's AWESOMO, AWESEMO. Sign up for FanUp today. Okay, guys, on the screen here, you see my 10 through 6 of my top plays for this DraftKings main slate. At number 10, Devin Singletary. Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs were one of the worst run defenses in terms of yards allowed per rush attempt this season, and Devin Singletary has been the bell cow for Buffalo of late. Yes, they pass a lot, but Devin Singletary in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. Devontae Adams, it's really just salary that's keeping him out of the optimal lineup more often. We do have a ton of great wide receiver options here. We'll get into them in a minute, but Devontae Adams has a ceiling that's on par with every single one of them. He's in the optimal lineup 26% of the time, right next to another top tier wide receiver in that game environment against the Kansas City Chiefs, where plenty of points are expected. You can absolutely base your whole slate around Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen stacks here, but in terms of optimal lineup percentage, he sneaks in only at number 8 in 26% of the optimal lineups. Then it's T. Higgins, who's really the value option with a ceiling theoretically as high as the big names here on this four-game slate. T. Higgins had an 194 receiving yard game this season in week 16, pretty recently here. Not saying it's going to happen, but we know it absolutely could happen. He is tied with yet another big name wide receiver, A.J. Brown. He is just 5 weeks removed from that giant game against the San Francisco 49ers. We had over a dozen targets, over 200 air yards. That usually doesn't happen for a Tennessee Titans team that is getting Derrick Henry back, but still, A.J. Brown with an over 21% chance of scoring over 30 fantasy points at just 6,200, he could end up being the optimal wide receiver, but he does not quite crack the top five. Who does? Let's watch and find out. At number 5, it's Derrick Henry. 7,500 on DraftKings for Derrick Henry. That's extremely intriguing here because usually you got to pay way, way more for that player than that. So I do think that the salary makes this one of the most interesting points of the whole slate. Derrick Henry obviously has some warts on his profile simply because he's coming back from injury. We don't know what he's going to look like, but when healthy, there's absolutely no warts on the profile, right? We know that the touches are going to be in the 25 to 30 range. Again, when healthy, he had 28 carries the week that he got injured. And that was a week after he had 29 carries and 2 targets in a game in week 7. So I don't know if you're going to get that much volume, but I'm also not surprised to see a 28% chance of him scoring 30 fantasy points. You don't even need him to get to that level of a score for him to have a tournament winning score at that 7,500 salary. Cincinnati's defense is not one that we're scared of, and while they lean towards being a pass funnel, they are the worst defense overall left in these playoffs in schedule adjusted fantasy points allowed. That's bad news when you're playing a healthy Titans team. Now, we don't know what he's going to look like. We simply don't. But it is fine to take some chances here, especially at that middling salary. If Derrick Henry looks like Derrick Henry, he could absolutely break the slate. He's in the optimal lineup 28% of the time. At number four, it's Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill shows up impressively high on this list, especially when there are wide receivers like AJ Brown, T. Higgins, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, and more that we're going to mention a little bit later. But look at that chance of scoring 30 fantasy points. If you're watching on YouTube, you see a nearly 30% chance of Hill hit that 30 fantasy point mark, and his median projection is nearly 19 fantasy points. So that $6,600 salary. Oof, yes, I know there's natural volatility when it comes to playing a wide receiver, especially one on a team with players like Travis Kelce, who could easily gobble up a ton of the volume and production here. But Hill's heel certainly looked fine to me as he's backflipping into the end zone. Yes, plays getting called back. He would have had an even bigger wild card round if they hadn't. But still, we know, again, when Tyreek Hill is healthy, he's one of the most dynamic and explosive wide receivers on the field, and you're getting a salary discount compared to some of the other big names in this high total game against Buffalo. Not an easy defense to beat by any means, but you can look at those PFF team defensive grades. Buffalo is just fifth. Now, I think they're better than fifth in terms of playoff team defenses here, but that's what the grades say here. Tyreek Hill, impressively, in 30% of the optimal lineups. At number three, tight end Rob Gronkowski. And the bottom line is they are going to need a lot of production from Gronkowski here. And I'm worried that with Aaron Donald and the defensive line of the Los Angeles Rams making the Arizona offensive line look silly, and Tampa Bay having some injuries on that line, I am worried that they are going to struggle getting to the point where they can even throw deep passes. That's where short area targets to running backs and tight ends will help Tom Brady immensely here. I don't think that that liability is going to stop Tampa Bay from winning this game. I still expect them to win as this spread and total suggests here, but Gronkowski really needs to have a big game. I think a 7-target floor is very realistic and a 10-target ceiling is in the range of outcomes. I mean, a 19% chance of scoring 30 fantasy points at just $5,800 in salary is just impressive on its own. Gronkowski, a revitalized year this year, a 17.2 median projection. I actually think that's a little bullish. I think my projections would have it around 15 or 14, but still, the projection and ceiling projection compared to salary-based expectations are too good to ignore in this high total game. Rob Gronkowski is in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. At number two, it's Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp has been the safest player with the highest ceiling of any skill position player we've seen in recent memory. Certainly on this slate, he is. Look at that chance of being in the optimal lineup and the chance of 30 fantasy points. 48% chance of scoring 30 fantasy points. A 25-point median projection on DraftKings. That's completely quarterback level in terms of our projections. And I get it. Number one in targets, number one in receptions, receiving yards, yards after the catch, total touchdowns, fantasy points per game, yards per route run. Literally the best season from a wide receiver we've ever seen in the DFS era, arguably here. Cooper Kupp has been it's just been a joy to watch this season. And I can think that it's going to continue against this Tampa Bay defense that quietly has given up a ton of fantasy points to opposing offenses in the second half of the season. They are second worst in schedule adjusted fantasy points allowed of all remaining defenses, and they're sixth best of all playoff teams in PFF team defensive grades here. They are a pass funnel, meaning it's easier to pass on them than run on them. Not surprised to see Cooper Kupp, the best player in football this season, in the optimal lineup 33% of the time. Before I reveal my final play, my number one play on DraftKings for this main slate, just want to remind you guys, go ahead and like this video, subscribe to the channel so that you always know when we're going live. You guys know what to do. And if you could give me, Matt Savoca, a follow on Twitter at Draftaholic. Also, leave a comment below. Which of these have been your favorite picks? Maybe your least favorite picks. Always like to hear what you guys are thinking about these videos here. And once again, thanks to our presenting sponsor, FanUp. Check out their site and use promo code Osmo to get 2,000 bonus points, the equivalent of $20, no deposit required. Okay, let's get into my number one play on DraftKings for this main slate. At number one, it is always scary recommending someone who has not yet been activated off of injured reserve, and I thought it was going to happen last week. I proudly displayed him as one of my top plays in the wild card weekend. We know how that worked out. I hope you didn't have him in your lineups there. But this week, Leonard Fournette has already said on social media that he expects to play. He's returned to practice. His offensive coordinator seemed to be hinting that he was going to play. I have much more confidence in him playing this weekend than I did last, but I already read the tea leaves incorrectly one time. So what do I know? Still, we have to look at these simulations with him in because they are valuable here. Comparing his projection to salary-based expectations, even with all these big-name superstars, Leonard Fournette, especially from a median projection standpoint, really grades out highly here. A 15% chance of scoring 30 fantasy points in this first game back. I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen, but if you need someone with a high floor, someone to get 15, 20, maybe 25 fantasy points, Leonard Fournette as a home favorite running back is your man. Obviously, if he's not activated, don't play him at all. Bump all these other running backs up. Players like Eli Mitchell start to look more interesting in that case. But if he's in, he is one of the most valuable options here in the optimal lineup 40% of the time. And tentatively, the number one play on this four-game main slate. And that is going to do it for this week's edition of the DraftKings Main Slate Contenders video. If you're looking for the FanDuel version of this video, it's around here somewhere. Go ahead and check for it on the channel. We will be back with all of your Sunday slate needs, the Sunday only slate, and the Sunday night football contenders video. Until then, I'm Matt Savoca from AwesomeO.com. We'll see you guys next time.